It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for June 6th of 2025. Bridge, Michigan's Astrid Cole wrote an expose on the rising number of Michigan women and couples who are choosing not to have kids. The story highlights a couple of women around the state who've decided they simply don't want children because they're happy where they are in their marriages. They say having kids was never really something they desired, and they're satisfied in doing what they're doing, helping the community that they live in, and so on. But one of the women in the story said this, and it's something that I've heard before on this growing trend of childless women in marriages. She said, and I quote, "I think that how women especially are thinking about what their futures look like, and not to be cliche, but in this political economy, there's a lot of things to be wary about in relationship to being a mom or being pregnant," unquote. Hey, you think? Look, if women and their partners decide to have children, go for it. It's America. And you see, that's me believing in choice. We progressives believe in choice. But I get why many women across the state are choosing not to have kids. According to a Michigan State study, the percentage of Michigan couples not having or wanting children is nearly 30%, and that number has doubled since 2002. Some 2 million Michigan adults are listed as childless. And Michigan is trending along with the nation there. A Washington Post report of census data shows the number of women ages 25 to 44 who don't want children rising from 28% in 2012 to 35% in 2022. Now, to blunt this trend, the Trump regime is proposing failed policies from other countries which try to increase their declining birth rates by giving $5,000 to new moms. Wow, a so-called baby bonus to incentivize potential moms out there, $5,000. Now, of course, that's such a ridiculous proposal considering it costs on average around $300,000 to raise a child. And rather than just some stupid $5,000 lump sum, perhaps government could put its money where its mouth is and show that it's really pro-life. Remember, during the pandemic, Democrats and Joe Biden expanded the child tax credit, which slashed the nation's poverty rate in half. That was a success story. But then Republicans, with the help of now-retired West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, refused to keep that expanded tax credit in place, and I'll be darned, poverty went up again. Hey, I wonder how Joe Manchin is enjoying his retirement today. And then we've got this MAGA murder budget that's in the U.S. Senate, and as CBS reports this week, it would require both a tax filer and the person's spouse have Social Security numbers to claim the child tax credit. So kids with mixed status parents would lose out on the tax credit, and that's around 4.5 million children. Hey, that sounds pro-life, doesn't it? Good job, MAGA Republicans, and your MAGA murder budget. Add to that we have one of the worst paid family leave systems in the industrialized world, and that the Republicans are gutting Medicaid and Head Start programs. What kinds of incentives are we really showing adults to have kids? And here in Michigan, we have free public school lunches, which many MAGA Republicans in the state legislature would love to throw in the trash. So then this should be no surprise to anyone that less women and less couples want to have kids when they're already barely able to make it on their own. And then there's this. We choose to subsidize Elon Musk and Betsy DeVos over kids and working families. And so it's no wonder why so many are choosing not to have kids. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast and give it a 5-star review. And subscribe to the show on YouTube. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.